Okay. Mandy,
Katie.
welcome to Weather Central. I'm your
Listen.
host, Katie, and our roving reporter is Mandy Caldwell.
Listen. I will say, just arrived at my friend Susie's house, which is about 5 miles west and a little bit inland.
Good.
Most importantly, it has a fenced-in backyard. So until it floods, which it's likely to do, it'll be great.
Probably.
And then once it
Right.
floods, I'll just leave Susie's house and go back to my condo on the third floor,
There we
right?
go. There we go.
But I will say that I would have brought my microphone in all my things that I brought, like all my dirty clothes, because I don't know what
Yes.
you bring to your best friend's house. I bring all my dirty clothes,
And a microphone.
but no microphone. I couldn't find it. I still don't know where it is.
Still?
Now, let's be honest, I have not really felt much like looking for it
Well,
this week. So,
yeah.
but again, I live in 580 square feet. You would
Yeah.
think it would appear at some point.
All is forgiven for so many things this week. It is just like I'm not, it's fine. All that's just what I've been saying all week long. It's fine.
Listen, I may have said to one of my clients this week, thank you for your grace.
Yeah, there we go. Grace abounds.
Right? Right.
So on my front, so you're hiding from a little bit inland from the storm, but up here in Buford, Georgia, you might hear some light, or you won't hear lightning. You might hear thunder, because we've got a cold front coming in with major thunderstorms in front of the hurricane. So it's
Well,
going to
and
get the
now
ground nice and soaking wet.
in time for it to flood.
Time for it to flood.
I just got to as I was just as I was I mean it started raining at 2:40 this morning. But it it's one of those where it was real cloudy until about and raining
Yeah.
periodically until about 7:30. And then the sun came out and there was a beautiful rainbow. And then it hasn't rained anymore until right as I was loading my car up, and it started not pouring, but raining
Yeah.
pretty good. And now I'm at Susie's house and the sun is back out.
I was about to say it's a lot sunnier where you are. It has been raining here since about 2 o'clock. So that's about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Raining, like heavy rain and
And can we
lightning and
just
thunder.
talk about the fact that Major League Baseball are a bunch of idiots? Because
Well.
why did we not play a doubleheader yesterday and a day game today? Both the Braves and the Mets were off on Monday. Could we not get it together fast enough for them to play on Monday?
No.
Listen, I've got my lucky Braves shirt on just in case they are able to get a game in tonight, but.
I mean, it's, I think it, no, not tonight. If they had played it this afternoon,
Right.
sure, but like not tonight.
It's just not happening. And it's
Every
certainly not
school,
happening tomorrow.
every school system in Georgia, I think just about, because I looked at on 11 Alive, which is our NBC affiliate up here in Atlanta, and they listed just about every county in their viewing area, including mine, including Atlanta schools. Emory's still coming.
Well, that we were saying, Governor Kemp just declared a state of
Yeah.
emergency for every county in Georgia.
Yeah.
So,
So,
listen.
and then I know the Macon schools are closed too. So, I mean, all up and down.
Yeah,
I don't
take
know
families
why
are
they
closed.
haven't yet, but I think they will, if I'm guessing, which I hate it because tomorrow I was supposed to participate in chapel. It was my chapel service anyway. My little team had planned it. It's a beautiful service. I hope we get to do it later.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get to read one of my favorite poems by Wendell Berry. So, anyway,
Shout out Elizabeth. Did you hear that? Katie was going to read a Wendell Berry poem.
he's my favorite.
Elizabeth loves
I
Wendell
love
Berry.
Wendell Berry. A Vision is what I'm reading tomorrow. I've also, I can't remember the title of it, but I read another one. I preached a friend of mine's ordination service, and he's from Kentucky. And so, therefore, I used a Wendell Berry for that too.
Job.
Sometimes I do all right.
Well,
So,
catch us up on what's been going on.
well, oh, college football. So here's what I think. They've gotten kind of into a routine about game day, and it's fine. There's not much else to say, besides they're just doing the same thing every week. Except on the air, I mean, they'll put pictures of him and they'll put short little clips on social media. But on the air, they don't have Ben Herbstreit. Ben the dog is not on the show much at all. And we need more of that. Like, we need puppy love.
Listen, if I were Kirk Herbstreit, Ben would have his own agent and they would have to pay me every time Ben's face was on the TV.
Which may be why he's not on the TV. But he may, I think he's like up under the desk at his feet sometimes, but they just don't show him. Listen, and that would make my heart so much happier.
Ben needs to have his own agent. If Ben, I agree. I don't disagree with you, but I'm going to say that Ben needs to be paid for his services.
He is the most well-groomed, fluffy, beautiful dog. I love that dog.
He is very cute.
So anyway, more Herbstreit. That's my take. The thing that I did
Birch would definitely get behind a more Herbstreit.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
she might be talking about a different Herbstreit than you. She texted me last week. She's like, "Did you know that Kirk Herbstreit wrote a book? How am I just now discovering this in my life?"
Well, Birch and I had a conversation about a certain other book coming out. I'm sure we'll have some information about that very soon, because I want to make sure we get it all right before we talk about it. But Blake Shelton was the other bright star of this week's game day. He's the cutest thing on two legs because he's just so damn goofy and funny. And he was like, "I'm picking TCU because I like their helmets." And I was like, "Blake, I need you to know a little bit more about football than that, fella." Yeah. But it was really funny and cute. So I'm glad they did it. I was surprised he didn't sing. Like, they had Darius Rucker on the week they went to South Carolina, and he was like singing on the show. And I was surprised they haven't done that more. I thought that was great. So there's another note, college game day.
Perhaps there was a monetary.
I'm sure. The other thing that they were in Oklahoma for the Oklahoma-Tennessee game. It was the first Oklahoma-SEC game as an SEC team. And so they were there. And, you know, I know that they're just capitalizing on people wanting more women's sports, and they might not have actually cared, but it looked like they cared. They featured the Oklahoma women's softball team, which is always a powerhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't win it, they're definitely at least in the conversation every single year. And Pat McAfee and Saban and the girl, I can't remember the girl's name, they all went to take batting practice with the team. And of course, Saban was fabulous. At 72, was hitting the ball better than anybody else. So it was just great to see them give some love to the girls. They had some of the girls on the show as well, and the coach.
It's not Taylor McGregor, is it? Is that the girl's name?
Maybe.
She is. I know she does some college football. She's the Cubs sideline reporter.
Yes. Yes. I knew she was a baseball reporter. No. Okay. She's black or mixed. She's very beautiful, curly hair. She usually puts it up. She does some other reporting, though. She's a sideline reporter for somebody. I thought it was baseball, too, but I may be wrong.
Okay.
But they use more than one woman. This is the girl last year. Remember, we were complaining that all they ever gave her to do was eat food?
Yeah.
Same girl. They've just given her more to do, which they listened.
Yeah, that's good.
Love that.
I just saw Taylor practicing hitting on her Instagram, so that's why I thought maybe that was her.
Oh, maybe. So then started the games, and Auburn broke my heart once again. And I, you know, Hugh Freeze said it after in his press conference that we need to find a quarterback that can throw to somebody on their own team. And my thought was like, yeah, he said that. My thought was, aren't you the coach and supposed to show them how to do that? Isn't that
right?
J-O-B there, Mr. Freeze? But we did have four turnovers. We went back to the original quarterback and, of course, three more interceptions. And we fumbled up at least once. But I used up my MFR supply for the day in the first.
Goodness.
I was wrong about the team, but whatever. And there were some wild games too. It was great. Vandy anchored down is legit this year in football.
Even though they lost.
I mean, they still did really well. Like for Vandy, I'm so impressed.
Listen, you understand the Vandy fandom. That's exactly how you have to survive a football season. Is look how close they came.
I know, right?
It was a competitive game.
It was a competitive game.
We're in there till the end.
And guess what? You play Auburn this year, and so you'll have another win.
But somebody, one of my college roommate texted me. Her son's a senior at Auburn. She was like, are you coming to the Auburn-Vandy game? I was like, I don't currently have any plans to come to any games, but I don't, you know, when is it? If it's in November, maybe. I'm not going
Yeah, it's later in the season.
I'm not going to a game right now. It's too hot.
Too damn hot. Although, I don't know, Mandy, I wasn't going to say anything, but you just said it was hot. We had a cold front come through, and I got chilly.
I saw that sweatshirt as soon as we got this video started.
I got chilly, so I put it on just for you.
It's hotter than 10 blue blazes down here.
It dropped, like, no joke, 15 degrees. It was 80-something yesterday. And it was getting to be that way today. And then that cold front came through it, and it's like 70.
Just keep bragging. That's fine.
I am. The other thing that caught my eye this week that I thought was so funny, and I'm sure maybe you've seen this before. Have you ever looked at the Texas Longhorn logo?
You sent that to me, didn't you?
I did. But before that, had you ever seen it?
Uh-oh.
It had never dawned on me that it looks like lady parts.
It does.
So the longhorns, the horns are the fallopian tubes. The face is the uterus. And his mouth, of course, is the vagina. And I could not be happier now knowing that.
I feel sure that there are many medical providers and Georgia O'Keeffe fans who have seen this long before you and I have ever noticed it.
Look, I'm sure. But it cracked me up. I was like, I'm never going to be able to unsee that now. Especially with all that you've been through lately, I thought you would find that humorous.
Yeah, when I was having my ultrasound, they had the video up. You know, because most of the people in there, it's an OB.
Yep. Thing. So they want to see their babies.
And so at one point I was like, oh, you know, my sister and I just went to a Georgia O'Keeffe exhibition in Chicago. I can see it now. I get it. And I don't think the girl doing my ultrasound knew who Georgia O'Keeffe was.
Oh, stop.
I really don't think she had a clue what I was talking
about.
Yeah. And then she turned on some sound and I said, oh, does my uterus have a heartbeat? No, but that, oh, hold on. Sorry. I'll call you back, Ted.
You're right.
My uterus. Well, I think that was actually one of my ovaries, because it was the cyst that has like a blood flow to it that was
pumping.
Whooshing, whooshing.
You got a jam going on up in there.
It's a party,
a raver.
Always. Maybe that's why the song lyrics, they just have to pop out naturally.
That's it. It's your inner rave.
Aye.
The other thing, and I know I followed up with you like about this, but I wanted to follow up. Last week I mentioned the caterer in Oxford, Mississippi. And she is so much fun to follow on the socials. I got her name, and I'm going to put it in the show notes. Elizabeth Goulet High School. And she's a hoot. So she called the cinnamon broom Satan sticks, which is what I couldn't remember last week. She also, she videos, if you're on TikTok, she does a lot from the Kroger. And she's always disappointed in the Kroger. And so she said this week that it was punka melon season. And in the South, the pumpkins and the melons will overlap for a short time. And so right now we are currently in punka melon season. And I thought, of course we are.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Isn't that great? Don't you love it?
Yep.
And then today she posted something that I thought was really funny. And of course I thought, well, Lord, I need to make that. She did a peanut butter banana pudding. And she just happened to be with Leanne Morgan, who, I mean, they are quite the pair. And it was so good. She uses Nutter Butters instead of vanilla wafers. But them together was hilarious. I think they were both on the Today Show today. And then the recipe looked really good. So, I mean, go find
it. I might have to add some Nutter Butters to my Walmart order.
They're so good. They're so good.
Just got an Auburn alert.
Oh, gosh.
Campus will close at 5 on Thursday.
See, I just feel
also,
like...
the Braves have officially canceled both their games and rescheduled a doubleheader for Monday.
Oh.
Can we just talk about what's going to happen, y'all? Here's the current status of things. Sorry.
No, go for it.
Here's the current status of things. The Braves are half a game behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're one game behind the Mets.
Oh, God.
The Braves were supposed to play the Mets the next two games. And then they play the Royals for the final three games. So there's five games left. So what's going to happen now is hopefully they'll play the Royals on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they'll have to play a doubleheader on Monday. And more likely than not, that doubleheader, first, maybe second game of the doubleheader, will determine who makes the playoffs in the National League. So this isn't only affecting the ones who are the potential wild cards. It's also affecting the other teams who are in the National League, because we don't know who's going where. And it starts on Tuesday.
The playoffs start on Tuesday?
Yes.
And we're playing the doubleheader Monday that determines?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think
they really
right.
should have listened
Wednesday,
to
but
you.
I'm almost positive it starts Tuesday.
Even if it's Wednesday, what the hell? They should have listened to you. They should have asked you.
Listen. Anyway, okay, sorry.
No.
So, I'm not a big fan of banana pudding. Am I allowed to say
I
that?
I knew that. No, I knew that about you, but with the peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I love peanut butter and banana. And then with the Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butter. I got distracted because I pulled up my phone. I was going to add Nutter Butters to my Walmart order.
But really, it was the interaction between Leanne Morgan and her daughters, by the way, who are precious.
Every time somebody
and
says
Elizabeth.
Leanne Morgan, I think Lori Morgan. I have to start singing. I'm looking for something in red.
I will
something
not sing
a real special that might turn his head. Anyway, I'm
I was
done.
doing an interpretive dance while she was singing. You're
now
welcome,
we know
people.
It's my cyst. My cyst.
Your cyst.
Something is what causes that to happen.
Having a rager.
We have solved it.
So anyway, I just thought I'd be more specific about who to follow. Elizabeth Goulet High School. She is hilarious. And the other thing I love, because we try to be real authentic here, is that she really posts most of her posts either from the Kroger or from her catering kitchen with no makeup, you know, sweaty from cooking all day. I mean, she is so real. And she's got great little recipes too. So I think you will, Mandy in particular, like them, because she takes a lot of Southern traditional stuff and then just turns them on their head a little bit. And it's really fun to watch.
That is fun.
Yep.
My
so,
order is no longer amendable.
Oh.
Dang it.
Dang it. So that's kind of been my world. As always, football. Emery, who hopefully will cancel classes, please listen to Emery Gods tomorrow. And then reading about Jesus. That's all I've been doing.
Well, we'll be speaking of being authentic. This is what my list says.
Oh, God. It cracked me up. I'm sorry.
This was prepared on Monday night because we originally are going to record on Tuesday. My list says, I'm dying. There's a storm coming. The end.
And I thought, like, the end of life?
So, when last we talked, I had begun to be sick. And that continued. I called my, or sent a message in the portal, as we all do
Oh,
these
the
days.
portal. Yes,
Because let me tell you what
the
you
portal.
cannot do in this town is call your doctor's office.
No.
Like, my sister works at the Frisk Clinic in Nashville, and you can dial 359, whatever it is, and you can get the front desk at the Frisk Clinic. You cannot do that in this town. It makes me insane. Everything, every office is associated with Ascension Hospital. And so there's some call center, probably in North Dakota, where everything goes to, and then they route you out, but you can't just call your. So anyway, it's a whole lot easier just to send a message in the portal. So
yeah,
I had sent a message in the portal asking for a steroid inhaler because I couldn't find the one that I got a year ago, and it was probably expired anyway. And so, but then I like just was feeling, I couldn't move. I didn't like, I couldn't get up. It was all I could do to get the dog out on Friday. So Saturday I rallied, made it to the Publix. Also had a prescription for the birth control pills that we're doing. Well, there's my Walmart order. That's why it wasn't amendable, I guess. There's somebody at the store.
They had already left the store.
Susan's nephew, I guess, because they're coming in, it sounds like. Hold, please.
Or else.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pause it, people.
So and sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Susie's nephew,
Brace abounds.
Susie's nephew Ben has gotten a job with an HVAC company, and he got a company truck.
Ooh.
That is huge. And so he has his car, but then there's also this huge truck, and then his brother's car, and his mom's car, and his stepdad's car. Those are too many cars to have at their house.
Way too many.
So they. Susie had told me they might be bringing. I thought they were going to be bringing his big truck, but no, it's just this little.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. So he and JoJo, their golden retriever, were at the door, and he was like, "I didn't know you were here because I pulled my car in the garage."
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so I was on death's door, and I went and picked up my medicines, managed to rally and go get my medicine at Publix, which is when I discovered that when I changed my health plan in January, I went to being supposed to only use Walgreens Pharmacy. The way this was discovered was because when the poor, nice little old man working at the Publix pharmacy checkout, he said, "You're going to have to pick yourself up off the ground." I said, "What am I?"
Hey, Fred Freeman. And
he said, "Your inhaler's $303. I was like, "Do what now?" So they had given a coupon, so it was only $273. I was like, "Wait, do y'all not have my insurance?" And that's when it became abundantly clear. And I was so sick that I could not think through transfer it to Walgreens, because even if they had, I didn't have the stamina to get back in the car and drive 30 minutes to Walgreens, which is where the closest Walgreens is. Ordinarily, I would have just called my sister and said, "What the heck do I do?"
Yeah.
Me in something else, and but they were at Auburn for parents weekend, so I didn't want to bug her.
Yeah,
couldn't come to the doctor's office because it was Saturday. Couldn't just walk away from it all altogether because I really needed to breathe.
You needed to breathe.
So I paid $273
Wee.
For an inhaler.
Well, you're alive. Look, your life is worth more than $273, but I know when you pay for it like that, it doesn't feel that way.
So when y'all see me walking around with an inhaler pendant, why?
You're going to bronze the thing.
Jack leg. But anyway, so yeah, so I got there. It didn't really help. And I was just get like, I coughed all night. So then I did finally text my sister and brother-in-law on Sunday. And I was like, "Could either one of y'all please call me in a Medrol dose pack?" Which is steroids, for those of you that don't know. So I started those, had to go to Walgreens to get them. And as I was, it started right before I was driving. Like, it had already started before I got in the car to drive the 30 minutes to Walgreens.
Yeah.
My ear just started filling up. Like, you know, you could just feel it, feeling it, feel it filling up. And by the time I got in the car and was driving, I felt like I was going to be a cartoon. I felt like I was going to be Blooper, the Braves mascot. Sends these things out of his ear. That's what I felt like. I'm going down the road, like tilting my head over to the side. Yeah. That'll help it, you know, drain out the other side. So anyway, I texted my sister and I was like, I've taken guaifenesin, like done. And she said, no, you need Sudafed and Flonase. So Susie's house is between my house and the Walgreens, because I didn't want to get out at Walgreens. I had Freddie in the car with me. I didn't have the energy to get out of the car. So I texted Susie and I was like, do you have any Sudafed? She said, no, I've got Allegra D. And my sister said, yeah, that'll work. So I got the, stopped here, got the Allegra D. Immediately, then I texted her. I said, do you have water? I said, you have water in the garage? Water in the garage. So she opened the garage door and let me get a water. Because I didn't want to be around her. We didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We tested negative for COVID twice, but even still.
Water.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's swing it, Mandy.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got my Allegra D and my water at Susie's and took that as I drove on to Walgreens, got the Measurable Dose pack, immediately took that with my water, like trying to do something. And this ear was just robbing. So anyway, get home. And within like 4 or 5 hours, it had released.
Yeah.
The full drain popped, the whole nine yards, felt a lot better. So that was good. So just know, if you ever feel like your eardrum is about to pop out of your head, you need some Allegra D and some Flonase, or Sudafed and Flonase. I didn't realize the decongestant in guaifenesin, which is like Mucinex, is different from the decongestant that's in like Allegra D and Sudafed and all that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So now we know.
You were the expert now, and now we are.
So, but I was still just coughing. My lungs felt awful. I was doing breathing treatments, was doing that steroid, like just ugh. So I finally relented. That's when I made my list, was Monday night. But I'm dying. There's a storm coming in the end. So finally, Tuesday morning, when I still was not feeling much improved after being on steroids for 2 days, I called my doctor. So I went in yesterday. And ironically, right before I left to go to the doctor yesterday, my ear filled up again. So,
well, that's good that she could see it happening.
Yeah. So when I got there, she was like, ooh, she looked in that ear. Ooh. That's really
never good.
The doctor to say when they're looking inside your body. Ooh. Actually, I did. Bert and I were laughing about that. I really did. I was like, can you take a picture? I want to see what it looks like. So yeah, it was.
You're so weird. I love you.
So it was not good. It was obviously infected. So my diagnosis was an ear infection, boggy sinuses. Your sinuses are boggy.
That sounds very unscientific.
And my lymph nodes were swollen, but she listened to my lungs and they sounded good. So that was the good news. The
good.
At least helped my lungs.
Yeah.
So I left with she said, I can give you a steroid shot. And she's kind of hesitant. I said, yes, please. I was like, I know it's a lot of steroids. Give it to me. And she said, okay. She said, you're going to need something to help you sleep tonight. I said, well, and actually I would prefer the cough syrup that has the hydrocodone in it. I understand if you would rather give me the one that has fenugreek in it. That's fine. Either one will do. But that's what I would like to have to help me sleep tonight. She just died laughing. She's like, you've been through this a time or two, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, yes. So I didn't get the hydrocodone syrup. Unfortunately, I got the fenugreek syrup. It was no match for those steroids. Let me assure you, I was awake a lot last night.
Void rage.
So I do feel better today. But my ear is still, it's better this afternoon. Texted my sister this morning. I was like, this thing is not clearing up. Like, and it wouldn't pop this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what I've done. Do I need to be doing anything else? She's like, I don't know. Chew gum.
Thanks, sis.
She's like, sing. I said, well, they haven't canceled choir practice yet. Choir
practice.
All I can hear is myself. then she called me later on. She's like, I don't know. Maybe you could get in the pool and stand upside down in the pool. But basically, she's like, I mean,
All right.
either it's going to drain or it's going to pop. And
Yeah.
if it pops, you'll just have blood and pus drain out of your ear for a little bit, and you'll just need an antibiotic, which you already have. So worst case scenario, you're already covered. Like,
there we go.
It's like, all right.
Every, I know this is really not scientific, but every movie I see, when people bleed out of their ears, they're dying. So I really think that you're dying. So don't die, Mandy. Don't die. That's my request.
If I have blood coming out of my ear, I assure you it's just from this freaking eardrum.
There we
but
go.
The thing is, when we flew to Cleveland last year for the regatta, this ear, the same ear on the plane, I was like, what? Like, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
But it was making noises. And I was like, what is happening? So I asked the doctor yesterday. I was like, okay, so this happened on a flight to Cleveland. She's like, why are you going to Cleveland? It's like, no, Cleveland's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, she
Cleveland
was just,
rocks.
She said, from here on out, to just have the Allegra D or Sudafed and Flonase on board.
Yeah.
If you have ear issues, y'all, just keep Allegra D / Sudafed, whichever you prefer. It's the kind you have to get behind the counter.
Yeah.
And Flonase, and treat it prophylactically before you get on a plane. But anyway, so there we are.
There we are. The storm, I think, is going to miss you, you said, right? Like the worst part.
Yeah, the worst part for sure is going to miss us. We're not even... We had not even had tropical storm warnings until about 10 o'clock this morning. So I think it's just big enough. We're way outside the cone of uncertainty and all that. But I think we will get some pretty good wind and a lot of rain. But that's why I came to Susie's, because Frederick can go outside in the backyard until it floods. And
yeah,
she is prone to flooding. So
there we go.
But yeah, so anyway,
fra-la-la.
I wish your food looks delicious and I would like to eat it. I was going to order, like, I ordered some junk food from Walmart. But I decided I wasn't going to order a bunch of stuff to cook, because Susie's not an ingredients house, as we have discussed before.
Yes.
She is a meal. She's either a, the full meal. So it's hard to cook over here.
Yeah. Well, this is really good. It's very similar to another one I make, which is more for nachos, because it's a lot thinner. But this week I have made chicken enchiladas, and I'm going to try not to use the P word, protein, too much. But these are definitely high protein. If you're trying to do that, then this is a great way. It was so quick, so easy. And this, y'all, it is so good. It's so good. So I picked a chicken. I did a rotisserie chicken. And to that, I got, and there are a thousand different, not a thousand, there are several different brands now of the white Mexican melty cheese. Over in the, usually in the cheese section, in the deli, not in the deli section, like the dairy section. I prefer the Gordo's. I just think it's yummy. And so I heated that up so you could pour it. And then I poured about half of that over the rotisserie chicken. I get the Trader Joe's enchilada sauce, which is very good. And I used about half a bottle of that in the chicken, or just enough. I eyeballed it. It probably was less than that, actually. I did a scoop of Greek no-fat yogurt instead of sour cream, because it's got the P word in it, and the more the merrier. And it really kind of thickened it up a little bit. And then I used the Trader Joe's cilantro lime and elote seasoning as well, because I like lime in my Mexican, and that cilantro lime definitely has a bunch of it in there. It was really good. So I added as much of that as my little heart wanted. And then I just stirred it up. I mean, that's literally, you don't have to cook anything for this, for this part. And then I found some high protein tortillas in the deli section. And there were five of them, and that was just enough. It made five, one for each night this week. And they're good. I mean, I think they're chickpea, but for this kind of thing where you smother it with enough cheese to kill it,
yeah.
it
yeah.
really doesn't matter. So, and then I just put the chicken mixture down the middle, rolled it up. I did what you suggested, Mandy. I do listen to you if there was ever a doubt. And I got two cookie sheets and I put those glass dishes that I have on the cookie sheets. And instead of cooking them all together and then divvying them out for the week, I just cooked one in each dish and it has worked very well. I did also get some Mexican shredded cheese and I only put that on to bake on the one that I was going to eat. And then when I put the rest of them in the refrigerator, I added Mexican cheese because I wanted that freshly melted.
Yeah.
But well, before that though, I put the enchilada in the dish and then I covered it with the other half of the gordos, some more enchilada sauce. And then the other thing I did, instead of sour cream, I used some more Greek yogurt and I mixed in some more of the elote and cilantro lime and made like a topping for it.
Yum.
It was so easy. It's going to last me all week. It's really, really good.
Good.
So the other thing I do, and I think I've talked about it on here before, but a quick reminder is the gordos, a jar of salsa and a rotisserie chicken, or you can ground some ground beef. It's just a lot thinner sauce. And so it doesn't do as well in a tortilla of any kind, like as a taco. I usually do them as nachos to do it that way. But this was thick enough where it really did very well. So,
well, good.
Highly recommend.
Excellent. We love a good, easy, quick, delicious, high protein.
Yeah. And it was already all cooked. So all I had to do was heat it through. Yeah. So, you know.
You could throw some black beans in there and get some fiber.
Yes, you can absolutely do that. And I didn't even think of that, but I should have. So that would be something I would definitely add. In fact, I'm going to put that on here.
Then you're hitting all the nutritional goals.
Right.
I have to tell you, my PCP, when I went in February, I went the day after the Super Bowl, and I had eaten my weight in Chex Mix for about a week. All honest to God, all I had eaten was Chex Mix for about a week. I'm not exaggerating.
I know.
And not gotten out of bed, and I didn't have a dog. So I'm not exaggerating. I had not gotten out of bed other than to go get the Chex Mix and my computer to then work from my bed. It was not a good scene, y'all.
That's not. That's a sad scene.
Right? So I gained weight. And I'm like, listen, I promise you about 5 pounds of this is complete sodium.
Yeah.
Because all I've been eating is Chex Mix. And she's like, you can't gain 5 pounds. I'm like, I just did. I'm telling you. Like, yep. I weighed on my scale at home. And from 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I've gained 5 pounds. Anyway, she kind of read me the riot act about my weight. Now, mind you, she's a skinny little thing.
Well.
And it all kind of hit me the wrong way that day. Yep. Anyway. And then yesterday, we were talking about something else and she made some comment again. And I just thought, I feel real sorry for your daughters.
Yeah.
Because you're going to give them body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
But like, how do you have a conversation with your medical provider about that? Like I know how to like, it's funny, even it bought, like I saw her in Publix, you know, and I really have been trying to do, you know, be mindful and make the best decisions. But also sometimes I'm starving and, you know, I never go in Publix anymore. And I can't remember why I'd had to go to Publix for something. And I thought, I'm just going to get a chicken tender sub while I'm here. And of course, while I'm standing there ordering the chicken tender sub,
she walks up.
Standing there. But her. And so she was like, I haven't seen you. And I'm like, yeah, because I was hiding from you.
Yeah.
At Publix Deli while I ordered my chicken tender sub because I didn't want you to fuss at me. But anyway, I was just like, oh, listen, this is too bad. But.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I even with these shots and all that I'm doing, I still cheat. I mean, it's not cheating. I just eat sometimes. I don't care. And you know what I like these days is the Zaxby's chicken tacos. I don't know if we've talked about these on here.
No.
They are delicious. I get the Chipotle. There are three of them. If I start getting real full, sometimes I'll just pull that last piece of chicken out and not eat it with the tortilla and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're delicious.
Who knew?
Who knew? They're
Listen,
so good.
some of us live in or drive through places where Zaxby's is your best option.
Yes.
When you're on a 7-hour road trip. So listen, I might have to check out some
They're
of
so
that.
Good. I've only gotten the Chipotle. They have avocado and Chipotle, but I like the little spice.
Yeah.
They're real good.
Okay.
Real good.
Nice.
So there
Nice.
we go. So I've added the refried bean thing to the recipe. Mandy says do it for fiber. There we go. Now, Mandy, I realize that it's been a couple of days and you are feeling better. And if you thought that her list of I'm dying, there's a storm, the end was great, wait till you hear her favorites. People, prepare yourselves.
Number one, Puffs Plus with lotion.
Best invention ever.
If you are not buying tissues with lotion, and listen, Kleenex makes a version, that's fine. You just need to have a tissue with lotion.
With
I don't
lotion.
Know why you don't. Why do you buy a tissue that does not have lotion?
I don't know.
What's the point of living?
Best invention ever.
And I will tell you, because my number two favorite is Vicks VapoRub shower tablets, but my very favorite tissue is Puffs makes a version with Vicks
yes.
in the tissue. Now, I can understand not always having Vicks in your tissues because
Right.
sometimes you have to wipe your eyes.
Yeah.
You don't
Yeah.
want Vicks in your eyes.
No.
But you, the lotion is okay
Yeah.
to wipe your eyes. And I just, there's no excuse, y'all.
No.
There's no excuse to buy a tissue without lotion in it.
So tell me about these shower tablets. I'm
okay.
intrigued.
So I got them in my Walmart delivery, which is also on my favorites list. And there were three in a box. I can't remember how much they cost. They may be really expensive. I did not care because I was
Who cares?
dying, as
Yeah.
I previously mentioned.
At the previous note, I'm dying.
Yeah, dying. So you put them in the shower, and I have a teeny tiny little shower, so it works great. But you just drop it on the floor of the shower.
That was my question.
Yeah, I just drop it on, and you're supposed to put it like in the stream of the shower. I've got pretty good water pressure, and so if I put it in directly in the stream, it sort of evaporated really
It'll be
quickly.
Gone. Okay.
So I would kind of let it, you know, get all misted up, and then I'd kick it out of the way for a little bit and then kick it back over. And I got it pretty hot. Like, I got the shower really hot before I got in there. But yeah, I highly recommend, if you're in a stuffy head sort of season, some Vicks VapoRub shower tablets.
So
Big.
You can get them on Amazon. So because that's just the quickest way to find them, I'm going to put that little link
Okay.
in the show notes.
Okay.
It's a 12 count. Let's see how much it is. For $26.
Okay.
For
That's like
that, that's $2.
$2 a tab.
That's not
you can get
terrible.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
I can pay that.
When you're dying, of course you'll pay that.
But I will say, if you do have high water pressure, don't, like, it goes real fast if it's
yeah.
over there. Kick it around a little bit.
It'll be an $8 shower.
Yeah. My next favorite is Allegra D. As previously discussed, I will never be without Allegra D again.
Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm. Especially before I get on a flight.
For all of us girlies who have high blood pressure, Chloraseed and HBP may have one that you can substitute if you can't take all that.
The other thing,
I think I can take Allegra though. I think it's the suit of, well, I don't know.
Ask your doctor. This is
I
not
will.
Medical advice.
No. But Chloraseed, and somebody asked me this the other day that who's also on high blood pressure pills, but Chloraseed has a whole line. Like, you don't have to get just the flu. You can get the sinus. So
yeah.
That's what the only thing I take. So I bet you could switch it out, but ask your doctor.
What you need is whatever, like guaifenesin is the Mucinex decongestant. I can't remember what the decongestant is that's in Allegra or Sudafed or
yeah.
That it's whatever that decongestant that's in the Allegra D or the Sudafed, because that's what goes, that targets your head. Okay. Whereas black venison apparently targets your chest.
Okay.
This is based on my only expertise is I've been sick my entire life.
Right.
With snot. My entire with life. Snot? Except, and I will say, I've had a pretty good 10-year reprieve since I moved down here. I have not had all these issues until like about a year ago. So I've had a reprieve, but listen, this is how I lived my life for a very long time. So that's my only medical expertise.
There we go.
But yeah, really and truly, like if you have any sort of ear issue, keep that, whatever that decongestant is, keep it on board, keep it around. Because it was magical on Sunday when 4 hours later, I was like, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I love it.
It has not worked as well for me today, but it's better. So, and then finally, Walmart delivery. Like, I know I've talked about Walmart delivery before. I know I've talked about how I hate Publix. Ironically, the case that I was in depositions for last week, our client works for Publix. He's a manager at Publix. And I had to pass Mike a note in the middle of depositions. I was like, I guess we can't tell him we hate Publix. Because we hate Publix.
We hate Publix.
We do not go to Publix if we have any other option.
Yeah.
So the fact that I can order from Walmart, you know, like my toilet paper and, you know, pantry stuff, and then get meat and, you know, if I need good cheese, like if I need, you know, better stuff, I can get that from Whole Foods. But yeah, that Walmart delivery is key now.
I love it.
But between, oh, and the other thing about my insurance, up until, like, honest to goodness, last year, about the same time, I had to go to my PCP for similar sort of issues that I'm having right now. That was the first time I had been to a doctor since I left Noonan, other than for, like, an annual exam. That was the first sick visit I had had since I left Noonan. And I didn't go to many sick visits in Noonan.
Yeah.
So when I was picking out my healthcare plan this year, I was like, I don't care what the copay is. I don't ever go to the doctor.
I don't ever get sick.
Y'all, I've been to the doctor 3 times in 10 days. Do you want to know what my copay is? $100 a pop. Oh,
shit.
So between that and a $273 inhaler and all the Walmart delivery, I have gotten, listen. Good times.
Well, I'm, first of all, let's just put it out there. We're all glad you're not dead.
I'm not. That's, at one point, my friend Allison let's texted,
start there.
Keep breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad to know that Walmart delivery is better than going to the actual Walmart. I have not stepped foot in a Walmart. I promise you it's been a decade.
Well, and until when I moved down here, like, I mean, we don't have Target. Yeah, you got to go to town to get to Target. And like, we don't have, I mean, Walgreens is 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can be at Publix in 5 minutes. I can be at Walmart in 10 minutes. Yeah. And like, those are my options.
Well, so
I had not been either, but
my hatred of Walmart comes from the ones that are in Bibb County.
Oh, mercy. Gray. What is it? What's the name of that road?
Gray Highway. But even the newer ones, I mean, there are murders in the parking lot on Zebulon Road.
Pinona Walmart, when I was in college.
Tell ya.
We really did. We would go into the Pinona Walmart one time.
I'm surprised you're alive.
We had to run. We were car three. Car one was coming after car two. And you know, it was our freshman year. I want to say it was in the fall of our freshman year. And we were two little girls, me and my roommate Julie, two little girls from Moultrie. And we were like, oh my God.
Oh my God, what's going on?
We pulled in that McDonald's parking lot that was right there. Yeah. And had to get it out of there.
I'm surprised you didn't get shot there either.
Listen.
Look, I love Macon. I love a lot of things about Macon. I don't love all things about Macon. But it turned me off to a Walmart so quick. There's not a good one.
The newer one,
the Zebulon Road, which is the nice part of town, they have had murders in the parking lot.
Yeah. Birch was a big fan. Birch can't get Walmart delivery where she lives, but she was doing the Walmart pickup. Which is also nice because, again, you don't have to go in.
I'm fine with that. I don't just don't want to go in.
And they bring it out to your car, which I do that as well. Yeah. Birch has finally given up on that because the customer service just got to be so bad.
Oh, well. I think Walmart is very dependent on where you are. I'm sure the Walmart's up here fine, but I'm surrounded by Targets, which is fine. But I also spend way too much money when I go in there, so I try to avoid those at all costs.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So, that's my Walmart tirade.
No, I get it. I get it.
But yeah. I love the delivery part, and I totally would do the delivery or the pickup.
My friend Lane is like, no, I have to go in because I have to pick out my own stuff. Mm-mm. But what she does is she uses the app, and you can scan as you go.
So then you don't have to wait for the one register that's open.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is enough, like if you're one of those people who wants to pick out your own stuff, that's also an option.
Yeah.
I'm not. I am fine. Because here's the other thing. If you get something bad, all you have to do is go on the app and they refund it immediately.
Yeah. I just value my life, when I was tried to go to the Walmart in Macon, when I valued my life too much.
No,
but let
fair.
Me tell you what, you know who would go to a Walmart day or night is my little 4'11" grandmother. Did not give two shits. Nobody bothered her. Everybody left her alone. I guess they could tell she was going to kick their ass if they tried to do anything to her. But I mean, I was like, oh, don't you dare go to the Walmart at 10 o'clock at night. Well, I needed something. I said, you don't need it that bad.
She needed it.
Lord help that woman.
Bolognese. I might have paid an extra $5 for the quick delivery.
Look, done.
The other thing with my Walmart, because I went ahead and got the Walmart Plus. I get Paramount Plus as part of it. And there's like a gas discount. So in fact,
you're saving money.
I really am. They're paying me to shop at Walmart. The gas station next to the Zaxby's just outside of Eufaula. I think I can save $10. I mean, $10, 10 cents per gallon on gas.
Look at that.
I'm making
I'm going to send you some, and we can talk about it on here too if you want to. I'm going to send you some Paramount Plus shows to watch if you have Paramount Plus.
I do for my Walmart Plus subscription.
Love it. Love it. Well, Mandy, since you're recovering and there's a storm, what are you doing the rest of the week?
Well, Katie,
nothing.
When will this come out? This will come out on Friday.
Friday. Uh-oh.
They're not going to listen. Christy, if y'all are listening to the podcast, stop.
Christy, listen to her. Stop it. Turn it off.
Chrissy is throwing my dad a surprise 80th birthday luncheon in Acworth on Saturday. Now, do we think at this point, given all the crazy weather, that this is actually going to happen? It's questionable.
You might need to push that.
But that's the plan, and it's sort of fluid, too. My nephew and I are definitely going to ride together at some point.
Love it.
I keep forgetting that Auburn is really basically 4 hours from here.
Yeah.
So I volunteered to just pick him up on the way. Forgetting that it was going to take me 4 hours to get to Auburn and that we were going to lose an hour to Acworth. So I would have to pick him up at like 9:30, which means I would have to leave here at 5:30. I have a dog sitter coming, scheduled to come Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I just, class is canceled.
Yes.
Good.
Emory, including Oxford College, will transition to remote work and virtual learning Thursday and Friday.
Excellent.
Praise Jesus.
If everybody has power and internet.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, we'll see. Owing to the weather and my health.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll be headed north, maybe. Okay. And then next week is just
normal.
back to normal. What about you?
I'm going to be dodging a storm.
Eating weather.
I'm going to be dodging a storm all weekend. I am. I've got to take a short trip.
So that's going to do some remote classes that way.
Yes. So there's that, which is great. It means I can leave in time to beat the storm to where I need to be. So I will be traveling a little. And then, you know, here's what is the thing that I have to go to. I think it's going to impede my ability to watch the Alabama-Georgia game. Maybe. So I definitely won't be watching College Game Day. Well, maybe I can watch a little bit of it. But then, you know, that's what I really want to watch. I don't care who Auburn's playing. I don't even. Oh, I do know. Oh, God, we're playing Oklahoma. Oh. So anyway, that's going to be a shit show. So I hope that I can manage to watch the Georgia-Alabama game. I don't know. Can the refs win? I mean, that's always what I say for that game when they play is I would just rather the refs win.
Yeah.
After that, it's a normal week.
Who's supposed to go? There are depositions in Moultrie on Monday.
Oh.
And I can swing it.
Mm.
I would like to go to the deposition because it's an important one, but I don't know that I can swing it.
Yeah. No.
Nobody consulted me on when it was going to be happening and if I could swing it. So.
Yeah. My brain went somewhere else, but we'll talk about that after the podcast is over. But yeah, so that's what our weeks are like. We'll be in prayer for everybody who's in the path of this storm. Valdosta gets slammed so much. And I think they're about to get slammed again. So everybody, if you're anywhere near Valdosta, I have some family there.
Still Moultrie.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about y'all. Stay safe. And we'll see y'all back here next week.
Hunker down, everybody.
Hunker down. Stay safe.